Welcome to the online Kenyan Daily News Brief. The government has reshuffled senior police leadership and plans comprehensive reforms. Northeastern MPs are pressing for drought to be declared a national disaster as the Met Department forecasts hotter, drier conditions. In Washington, President Ruto secured a 162 billion shillings debt for food security swap deal with the US and is addressing DRC-Rwanda peace. Meanwhile, the High Court has challenged a presidential proclamation on a compensation task force, and a Mombasa court halted a 17 billion Kenyan shillings waste deal. KMTC students will now receive HELB support, and new 30-year sugar mill lease terms have been unveiled. Here are the key stories from across the country. In politics,
only two women are among 181 contenders in ongoing by-elections, prompting calls for urgent reforms to ensure fair participation. Meanwhile, chaos marked some by-election areas like Mbeere North with allegations of voter bribery and physical confrontations.
In business,
the government sold a 15% Safaricom stake for 244.5 billion shillings for infrastructure, increasing Vodacom's control. A new court battle challenges Ruto's plan to sell 65 state farms, citing lack of MP oversight. Terumo BCT opened its Africa headquarters in Nairobi. Direct Line Assurance was fined 85 million Kenyan shillings for abusing buyer power, while lenders Platinum Credit and DTB were fined for data privacy breaches.
That concludes today's news brief. Stay informed with the onlinekenyan.com.